With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Tel Aviv, speaking with reporters, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu has now signed on to a U.S.-backed plan for a ceasefire with Hamas.
He confirmed to me that Israel accepts the bridging proposal, that he supports it. It's now incumbent on Hamas to do the same. And then the parties, with the help of the mediators, the United States, Egypt, and Qatar, have to come together and complete the process of reaching clear understandings about how they'll implement the commitments that they've made under this agreement.
Blinken did not say whether the latest proposal addressed Israel's demands for control over two strategic corridors inside Gaza, which Hamas has said is a non-starter, or other issues that have long bedeviled the negotiations. Also at SRNNews.com, at a campaign rally this weekend in Pennsylvania, former President Trump said Kamala Harris once wanted to ban fracking, an oil and gas extraction process commonly used in the state.
She said, "I don't want fracking in Pennsylvania." She said it hundreds of times. "I don't want it anywhere." We went. Then a couple of months ago, when the polls are showing that she's getting clobbered, well, actually, nobody actually thought they were politically correct. They wanted to be politically correct.
Harris has reversed her platform on certain issues now that she is the Democratic nominee. Former U.S. Representative George Santos is in court on Long Island. The New York Republican expected to plead guilty to multiple counts in his federal fraud case. Santos has previously pleaded not guilty to a range of alleged financial crimes. Stocks remain higher, the Dow up 165 points now, the NASDAQ composite adding 169. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is angry.
The popular evangelist is denouncing Evangelicals for Harris, a religious group that is trying to get the Democratic vice president elected in November. Graham has a problem with a new campaign ad that uses footage of his famous father, Billy, to criticize former President Trump. Franklin Graham says, quote, "Maybe they don't know that my father appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Donald Trump in 2016. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas will pay $50,000 to settle a federal lawsuit filed by a former state highway patrol employee who claims to have been fired for coming out as transgender. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and leaders of the Republican-controlled legislature unanimously approved the settlement. The former employee, who is a man living as a woman, was a building and grounds manager in the patrol's Topeka headquarters. This is SRN News. Chinese and Philippine Coast Guard ships have collided in the disputed South China Sea.
This is the latest in a series of dangerous encounters between Chinese and Philippine Coast Guard engaged in an unrelenting game of cat and mouse around the disputed Spratly Islands. China said a Philippine vessel had deliberately collided with its ship after ignoring repeated warnings. The Philippines said two of its ships were damaged by unlawful and aggressive maneuvers by Chinese Coast Guard near the Sabina Shoal. It said the vessels had been on their way to resupply Philippine personnel. Manila has been seeking to beef up its presence on the shoal, worried that China may be about to build yet another artificial island to bolster its internationally unrecognized claims on the area.
The BBC's Will Leonardo. The leaders of China and Vietnam have pledged to further their economic ties and gave a nod to their shared communist ideology during the first visit by Vietnam's new president to Beijing. More details at SRNNews.com.